In addition to reality TV shows, TV series, talk shows, and soap operas, sitcoms are one of the most popular formats of television broadcasts today. The term sitcom is made up of the two words situation comedy. It is a certain type of comedy on TV, characterized by a storyline and recurring characters. The most distinctive feature of a sitcom are the jokes presented in the course of the dialogue and the laugh track in the background. The humor sitcoms are famous for is mostly character-driven, and the running gags are an essential part of the show. The shows themselves generally revolve around a fixed group of people, such as family members or friends, who share their lives with each other, either at home or in the workplace. While Australia, Canada, and New Zealand have failed to create sitcoms with worldwide success, the United States have produced a remarkable number of sitcoms, lots of which have been exported to other countries all over the planet. The same is true for the United Kingdom. Sitcoms produced in the UK have got a very special touch. You will often find people trapped in unpleasant situations or broken relationships, such as in Only Fools and Horses. Political sitcoms or sitcoms focusing on adult and intellectual topics are not rare in the UK. British black humour cannot be excluded, of course. One more detail. The UK is home to the world's longest-running sitcom, a show called Last of the Summer Wine, which ran for 31 seasons from 1973 to 2010. US sitcoms usually take 22 minutes. Combined with 8 minutes of commercial breaks, they make up half-hour programs. A complete season is comprised of 20 to 24 episodes, which is quite a lot in comparison to Canadian sitcom seasons, for example, which mostly consists of 14 episodes. American sitcoms often focus on families or groups of friends, but also concentrate on controversial issues in a serious way. Today, viewers can choose from a wide variety of shows, ranging from sitcoms including fantastical elements and animated sitcoms, to those addressing social or private issues. Let's hear from some of our listeners and find out about their all-time favourite sitcoms.
I personally don't really like sitcoms. Most of them I find rather dull. In general, I would say I am more of a movie watcher. There is only one sitcom I like and watch once in a while when flicking through the channels, and that would be The Nanny. I know, it's not the most sophisticated sitcom out there, but I just can't resist Franny Fine's laugh.
I can't help it. My all-time favourite sitcom is, and probably always will be, Alf. You know Alf, don't you? That American science fiction sitcom from the 1980s. I love that little furry alien. Gordon Shumway, coming to Earth from Melmac and spending his time on Earth with the Tanners. The most lovable and at the same time most hilarious family of all. Thanks to iTunes, I've got Alf on my computer at home. And on my TV too, where I can watch it whenever I want, which is absolutely awesome. So far, I haven't found any other sitcom that even comes close to the wit and humour that makes Alf so special. At least to me.